Facebook family, I'm going to speak to you just like I would an audience or a group of people that I truly care about, because honestly, that's who you are. We've made friendships on this virtual arena that are really as important, as deep and meaningful as any that I have in the physical world with some of you. Some of you are passing acquaintances, and I value your presence as well. I normally go into a kind of ethereal place or space during this time of year, and I receive insights, and my intuition is tuned up. So I'm sharing this. It's interesting that What's Love Got to Do With It is on the television, because you know, Tina's story is one that speaks to what I'm about to tell you. Tina's story is many of our stories, whether played out on the big screen or not. In our own lives, it is as dramatic and frightening and exciting as hers. And in my meditation, I received a word for 2019, and I thought I should share it with you, as I'm going to try to take some time away from social media in its current form, in order to give my full attention to the task that is before me, which is writing the proposal that will ultimately become my book. But before I leave you this way, I want to share the word with you, and it is transcendent. You don't have to worry about looking up the meaning, because I'm going to post that on the Facebook page, because I do want you to read it and get a clear understanding for what is possible for our lives in 2019. Transcendence. It is the energy that is available. And when energy is available in the universe, because we are all composed of the same chemical composition, it means that we have access to it to the extent, to the degree that we are open and receptive to say yes. And so I am saying yes to transcendence for 2019. And I am hoping that you will too. I've seen your work. I've seen the things that you care about, that you dream of, that you practice. And I know that this can be the time that you enter the phase of your dreams that you have longed for and that you have believed was possible for you. So, I'm not going to keep you any longer, but I do wish for you, as I wish for myself, that we are able to enter the transcendent state and manifest in the physical, the dreams, desires, hopes, and beliefs that we have held coagulating with our faith, that you might experience them fully, completely. and in the way that you imagined. So, this is with love, of course. I wish you peace and prosperity and wholeness. I wish you love and good health, prosperity. I wish you good friends and great relationships with your family and those you love. I hope your pets and your gardens are full and abundant. I hope that all that you are seeking, you truly understand it is also seeking you.